Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Hey. Cool, and so the mask comes off. Wow, yeah, bang crash and more bang and crash. Well, it's the end of the world, but that was not as formulaic as I was expecting, or at least not from Roland Emmerich. So, Moonfall, what's the story? Well, disgraced after a space mission goes wrong, Patrick Wilson's spaceman Brian gets tracked down by moon conspiracy theorist Dr. Casey Hausman, as played by John Bradley. Why? Because the moon has fallen into a decaying orbit and is going to collide with the Earth in the next 3 weeks. It's the kind of thing that you would come to expect from Roland Emmerich, who's done such disaster films like The Day After Tomorrow, Independence Day, and so on. As per usual, there are good guys, bad guys, nuke-happy American generals, and Patrick Wilson and Halle Berry are following a kind of Armageddon meets Independence Day mission to save the world. So what does that all mean? Well, oceans rise and the sky catches fire as the moon's gravitational pull starts to slowly pull the Earth apart. I mean, there are certainly subplots aplenty to keep you focused throughout the 2+ hours that it runs for. Acting-wise, Donald Sutherland gets a few seconds to wag a conspiratorial finger at Halle Berry, but the film's real charm belongs to John Bradley, in a role that it has to be said is almost unashamedly made to measure for Nick Frost. His lunar conspiracy theorist does a fantastic job of watering down all the heroism that you get to see in these kind of B-movies. And I think that's the strangest thing, because for a Roland Emmerich movie, Moonfall feels almost like an intentional self-parody that occasionally, dare I say it, steers off into moments of almost subtlety. You know, as the more tsunamis, etc., come and go, Moonfall positions itself somewhere between Geostorm with Gerard Butler and a serious drama. I mean, not deliberately comic enough to be a comedy, not po-faced enough to be a sci-fi drama. It's kind of inhabiting an in-between space between the two. But I guess in a way that doesn't really matter, because Moonfall is a film where everybody makes mistakes. Mistakes, mistakes, mistakes. Everybody's doing it left, right and centre. Mistakes are plenty. In fact, the mistakes and challenges come so regularly, there's really no time to get bored as this film barrels along. And if anything, all these mistakes make the characters so much more endearing. The special effects get deliberately more and more over the top as the film goes on. But you can tell that these are intentional mistakes. So, like, ending as it does with something akin to The Abyss Special Edition meets 2001 A Space Odyssey, Moonfall knows it's a B-movie. You know it's a B-movie. And yet, this time, Roland Emmerich has left all that Michael Bay flag-waving stuff at home. And as a result, Moonfall is a much more surprising and more enjoyable film than the kind of greatest hits and explosions I was expecting. So whether you choose to see it on streaming or whether you head straight to the cinema, and yeah, it does work really nicely on the big screen because it's a big disaster movie, you might fancy giving it a go. So there you are. Check it out. See what you think.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.